AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. A ruling today from the Supreme Court upholds the nationwide tax subsidies under President Obama's health care overhaul. The president wants challenges to end.
My greatest hope is that rather than keep refighting battles that have been settled again and again and again, I can work with Republicans and Democrats to move forward.
House Speaker John Boehner says the fight is not over. Republican presidential candidate Jeb Bush says if elected, he'd work with Congress to repeal the law and replace it with a conservative alternative. Sam Kasman with the Competitive Enterprise Institute says this ruling amounts to a breach of separation of powers.
It is all the more important for Congress to now do two things. One is to protect that separation of powers even more vigilantly, and secondly, to undertake real reform of Obamacare.
Health insurance subsidies for more than 6 million people were at stake in this ruling. Also today, the Supreme Court upheld a key tool used for more than four decades to fight housing discrimination. Sources tell the AP New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is going to run for president and will make the announcement Tuesday at his old high school. There are already more than a dozen major candidates in the Republican race for president. The district attorney says the corrections officer in upstate New York accused of helping two prisoners escape has admitted allowing one of them on a catwalk at the prison.
According to Palmer, he was allowing Sweat and Matt to go back into the catwalk area. He would bring them back there. They would work on the electrical wiring behind their cells in that catwalk area, and then he would have them come back.
Gene Palmer's lawyer says his client was tricked into smuggling tools and other contraband to the prisoners. The State Department's latest human rights report lists Iran and Cuba, along with many other nations, as violators of basic freedoms in 2014. This is AP Radio News. Stocks are mixed. The Dow is down now about 10 points. About 90 miles from Los Angeles, a fire burning in the San Bernardino Mountains is growing. Aviation officer Mike Eaton with the Forest Service says a drone forced air tankers to be grounded.
It kept us, just the aircraft we had in the air at the time, from delivering 5,000 gallons of retardant to the fire and any subsequent missions we might have had.
Some homes in the San Bernardino Mountains had to be evacuated. Archbishop Charles Shapu and Philadelphia Mayor Michael Nutter just wrapped up meetings at the Vatican to prepare for Pope Francis's visit to Philadelphia in September.
This is perceived as a religious event, although it's going to be more than that. It's going to be a civic event because it's bringing, you know, a million, million and a half people to the center of Philadelphia.
Shapu expects more than a million people will see the Pope celebrate Mass in Philadelphia in late September. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.